Oh, yeah. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly. Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. The one-hit wonders continue. Darkness are a great band. Great, great band. This was their one hit. By the way, somebody said, greatest one-hit wonder, Roman Anthony.
Oh, come on.
It's not a bad text.
I don't know. You got it. Is he even a hit? Is he a one-year hit? I
mean, how soon will Roman win back the fans? Like, if he comes back and has a good game, will people turn and be like, all right, we're sorry?
You know, yeah, or just bring his sister into the stands. Everything will be all
good. Oh, yeah, no, that's not respectful.
I don't know anything about his sister.
Yeah, man, she's posting some bikini pics lately.
Well, she's got the thirst traps out there, yeah.
I actually didn't even know that. I'm not kidding either. You can't take your eyes off his mom.
Yeah.
So there you go. So the greatest one at one, Roman Anthony. Yeah, sure. If he comes back and has like a big game or two, like immediately, yeah, of course, all is forgiven. You play well,
for sure. But yeah. It was a little, I mean, premature. All the adulation he was getting before the season started. I know,
but that's
the WCB.
Their fault. They put that on him. This was our big star. Yeah. We're not bringing Bregman back. We got Roman.
Yeah.
It is true. Well, right. It is the Catches Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. I want to follow up on something yesterday. We had Chris Sims, who is a notorious Tom Brady hater, and he was ranking his 10 best quarterbacks in their prime. And
will that list ever happen ever again in any sport? Will anybody say, who was your favorite NBA player in their prime for 2 years? I mean, like, it's just a bizarre list.
It was very strange, but he had Tom Brady. I mean, I don't want to give him any more credit, but he had him at number 9, which is absolutely absurd. And the people that he had ahead of him, he had like Aaron Rodgers ahead of him. Who were some other weird ones that he had thrown in there?
Jim Thorpe ahead of him.
He had Josh Allen ahead of him. I mean, what are we doing? Yeah, he did. Josh Allen was ahead of him.
Well, so, I think it's also to add to it is, who did he have at number 1?
Mm-hmm. Oh, who was one?
His Tom's nemesis.
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy that went up head-to-head with Tom the most.
So when he went through that list, I kept thinking to myself, man, you may think this way, but if I had one game to win, there's literally no quarterback that anyone should pick other than Tom Brady. Tom Brady is literally the guy, and you said it.
It's even debatable.
Well, I mean, right, it's not debatable. That's the one position to me that I don't think is debatable, and I believe after watching that Atlanta Super Bowl, he solidified. He is the most clutch player, maybe even player, all-around player in NFL history. Mm-hmm. That was just one of the greatest comebacks, and it's almost not debatable. So I was thinking about it. There are certain players who can have better stats, you know, who could be in the league longer, and when you take a look at it, look like they might be a greater player than another one. But that might not always be the one you want if you've got one game to win. So, Ted, I wanted to see if you could come up with the ultimate roster of players that if you've got one game to win, who would you pick?
This was fun and easy.
Okay.
Fun and easy.
I love it. Very easy. Because for me, this was not that easy. Like, there's a couple positions that I had to think
about. Did you include coach in here? We've got all
the major positions. I skipped some of the linemen and stuff because I really don't care. Lane Johnson, of course, number one. All right, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with quarterback. Who do you have? The one who can win one game, who do you got?
I'm going with my guy, TB12. Absolutely. Is there any other guy? I mean, seriously, to me, that's not even debatable, but... For this exercise, I got Tom Brady.
Not even a question. All right, two wide receivers. You have to win one game. What? And this, by the way, this is like the modern era. I'm going to say like since the 90s. Who do you want to pick?
I got Jerry Rice and I got Megatron.
Ooh. Megatron. Those are my two. He wasn't even on my radar.
Yep, he had a shorter career because he just hated playing for the Lions. But he was a guy to me that he would pay money to watch him. Julio Jones fit in that category for a time, but there's just wide receivers that were just physically, like, dominant, that you just could really change the game.
Not Moss. Wouldn't have considered Moss?
Nope. And Moss is obviously, he'd be close, but I've seen Moss quit on his teams before.
Yep.
So I can't get that out of my brain, man.
Megatron's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Retired way too early. All right. Running back.
Tough one. My favorite running back of all time. He comes from an era that maybe is too old, so I got a second one. But Earl Campbell was my favorite running back.
Okay.
Just obviously. But to me, the modern-day running back's got to be able to catch and run, and that's why I got Christian McCaffrey as my
really?
Guy.
Damn it, I would have picked him. Yep. I put Marshawn Lynch.
By the way, on the current list of, you know, Fowler's got all these lists, and they did running backs, and I was surprised that he was still as high as he was. They had, for running backs, McCaffrey third, which is still pretty high for how old as he is, you know.
Well, for how many hits he's taken. Yeah. I mean, we've seen McCaffrey take some unbelievable hits and get back up.
He's today's NFL, you need a good wide receiver out of the backfield, too. So
that's true. Yeah, McCaffrey's probably that's a great one. All right, one game to win. Who you choosing at tight end?
I got Gronk.
There you go.
I could go, you know.
Needs a statue.
Tony, you know, was a hell of a tight end. You know, obviously Kelsey, but to me, Gronk's the best of all of them.
This might be the perfect example of numbers and stats versus pure one game to win it, will and drive. I think that Kelsey's going to surpass Rob Gronkowski, and probably has in a lot of categories. And when you look at it on paper, you're going to think that he was the best. But prime Gronk, you couldn't beat the guy. No, he would drag dudes. He was uncoverable. He was, and so was Kelsey to an extent. But I agree with you. Kicker,
it's not even close. Give me Adam Vinatieri all day, every day.
Speaking of 06, flip teams for that year, right? Did that swing Vinatieri going to the Colts for the after you retired? That's the year after you retired. Yep. He left for the Colts, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that,
but yeah. He wanted to stay here as a Patriots, but when a dome team calls and wants to pay you more than what the Patriots are offering, then you go to that dome team.
And you're going to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I am not. I was going to. We thought about it, and it's not going to work out.
Okay.
At least you reached out. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. That's awesome. AV, yeah.
I just still think to this day it was one of the most embarrassing thing that New England fans have ever done is to boo Vinatieri when he came back.
I didn't get it.
And bizarrely, he was not in the Patriots Hall of Fame yet. So he's going to go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he's not currently at Foxborough in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
I didn't even think about that. He's not in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Because they only let like one guy in a year, and it's just bottlenecked.
So, but Vinatieri.
I know.
I mean,
it was Brady, and now it's Gronk, and so he's stuck.
All right. By the way, that's a rule they can change. They own the team. Like, that's a dumb rule.
No, cannot change the rule.
Right. It's it's got to be just one. Let's go to corner. Who do you got? You got to win one game.
Well, I got two corners because there's two in the playing game. I got the Ty Law and Darryl Green are my two corners.
Okay. Not Revis.
No, not Revis. Darryl Green, 20 years in the league. He was, he's more decorated than Revis.
Yeah.
Revis was excellent. And I also liked the other free agent corner they brought in. Why can't I think of his name? Who I liked a lot. But
Stephon Gilmore.
I thought was excellent. But give me Ty Law, Darryl Green.
Linebacker, who do you got?
So I'm going inside and outside.
52.
I'm going 52, Ray Lewis.
Oh, no.
You got Ray Lewis?
I got Ray Lewis at inside. I got Junior Seau at outside.
Okay. Ooh. It sucks I got to agree with you on Ray Lewis because I can't stand the guy.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was the best I've ever seen play inside linebacker. And Junior played outside and inside, but I'll put him as an outside.
Why was Ray like a step above inside? I mean,
because there was zero weakness. He didn't come off the field on first, second, third, or fourth down. He was just as good of a pass defender as he was instinctual run defender. So there was zero weakness in it. He could blitz, he could cover, he could tackle. So it's he had all the tools to be the best inside and linebacker.
The best is when you talk to guys who played Ray Lewis. They were like, as tough as he was, after maybe about a season, every time he would come into the locker room and try to do one of those rousing speeches, everyone unanimously would just roll their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they went on for like 10 minutes.
You think it'd stop him from making those speeches, and he never did, man.
Nope, he never did. All right, let's go with safety. Who do you got?
So I got two safeties. I got Ronnie Lott and I got Rodney Harrison.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Yeah, I don't think you can argue with either one of those. This is a tough one. Defensive end.
So I got two defensive ends. I got Reggie White and J.J. Watt.
You got J.J. Watt.
Those are my two. I've gone on record saying J.J.'s the best football player I've ever seen.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, there were seasons, probably about two back-to-back, where he was unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable.
I think there's three defensive players that have won defensive MVP three times in their career. One is Lawrence Taylor. One is our boy there in out in St. Louis. Why am I forgetting the defensive tackle? I'm forgetting his name. And then also J.J. Watt. So it's to win three defensive MVPs in your first 5 years, J.J. Watt.
Aaron Donald, you mean?
Aaron Donald,
yeah,
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Donald, so.
Isn't he considering coming back?
Yeah, they're talking about
it. Did you see this? Like,
he's in the weight room.
And his girlfriend's like posting videos of him looking like he's trying to get in game shape. I don't know. That just smells disaster, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like Conor McGregor going back into the arena and popping his knee out?
How long has he been out? Like 3 years? But he left with a lot of fuel still in the tank, I think.
When do you see that happen where someone takes a year or two off and they come back and they're good?
I don't know.
Good question.
Dude. Who was the running back, the brothers for the Giants, tried to come back after his media career, didn't
Barber?
He? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think the success rate's very high. It doesn't happen often. And there's someone, someone did that recently, and it was a disaster. Oh, I know it. Remember every year everyone was like, oh, Colin Kaepernick, bring him back. I'm like, dude, once you're out of the league, it's like there's, and you would know
I guess
this.
Brady and Jordan, kind of, technically, both unretired.
Well, and then you had our boy, bolo tie wearing from the San Diego Chargers that went to the Colts.
Oh, Philip Rivers. Yeah.
That's true. He was respectable anyway. Yeah. He came back and was not right.
I don't know about that. That was a cool story, though.
But Aaron Donald could play 10 snaps, I think, and still be a factor. Dude, that's all you need.
Put him in for 20% of the plays. He could probably do that.
Listen, you would know this better than anybody, but I got to think there's some psychological thing that when you leave, it's like your body has basically just convinced itself you're done.
No, believe it or not, it takes a couple years.
Wow.
Or you'll watch football for 2 years after you retire and think I can still do that. That's how guys think.
Wow.
Rodney Dangerfield back to school did the triple Lindy, came right out of the stands. Sure. That's the greatest example.
They needed him back. All right, and finally, you got one game to win. What coach you picking?
You want to go first?
I mean, what do you mean you want me to go first? Of course it's Bill.
Yeah, it's
Bill and Brady. If you're going to have Brady as your quarterback.
You know what? I'm a big fan of Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil would be my coach. That would be my one coach.
Jason Garrett.
Okay, all right. Bill Parcells. How's that? Bill Parcells. All right, Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells.
All right, Bill Parcells, I'll take.
Who did he ever be?
Without a doubt. All
Bill Parcells.
That's a good team. That's a good team. That's the if you've got to win
that's
one
the
game.
Team.
The one game to win team, without a question. And that's my favorite argument for Rob Gronkowski over Travis Kelce, is that if you give me one game in their prime, Gronk does it every single time.
I dare
time.
You to put a better team together than
what
I put together.
Well, good point, 413 texter, no LT. But now, is that not modern era enough? Is it 90s?
LT counts. Yeah,
but he did not
there.
Pick LT on your
I did
list.
Not. I put Junior Seau.
So Seau over LT.
Yeah.
By the way, Favre didn't go away and come back, right? He didn't retire for a year because he just went to the Vikings and then the Jets and then... Was he gone for a year?
I don't believe so.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
I know, and someone said James Harrison retired and came back. He was on the Patriots for like a split second. Played in the Super Bowl, actually, with the Patriots, or James Harrison. All right. By the way, James Harrison, one of the most terrifying.
Hey, Nate, we scored a goal. I'm extremely chuffed.
Oh,
now I'm going to go to the loo and then get a cup of beer. Oh, cheers.
Is that the England?
The sounder, what?
Okay, so England has scored. It is now 1-0, and my prediction is still coming true. It's not my prediction. It's somebody who works around kind of a bunch of bettors and stuff, and he said that Argentina would not score one goal in regulation. Which means they probably will. But as of right now, it seems to be coming true. In minute 54.
Just to start the second half.
England has score. Was that Harry Kane? Do we know? Do we know who that was?
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. 1-0.
And don't you have to always wait 10 minutes for the VAR to sometimes they take these goals off 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
I guess that's official.
It is very strange. And it is nice to not really have to pay too much attention because you don't have to see the guys looking like they just got sniped. it's the worst pain ever. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Teddy J, three-time Super Bowl champion, and Ted just came out with his "You Got to Win One Game" NFL roster. We went through each of the positions, and let's go to Cam on line one. Cam, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Cam.
Hey, Ted. Pretty good list, and that was a super fun activity, but you flopped that running back list.
What?
I like CMC.
Yep.
But you missed LaDainian Tomlinson, who was awesome.
He is awesome, yeah.
Adrian Peterson, who was unreal. Yep. And the guy that was arguably CMC before him, Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
And I would keep CMC and kick out your other guy. I'm a younger guy. I don't even know who that guy is.
I love it.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell should not be mentioned among the greatest running
backs. Well, Le'Veon Bell was fun to watch, but he's not a one-game guy, right?
No. Adrian Peterson, he was a super freak, man.
He was.
I'm looking at the dual threat.
Yeah.
The guy that can catch it out of the backfield, too. Christian McCaffrey, that guy for me. But Adrian Peterson, I think at his – mean, he was unbelievable, man.
That year that he broke the 1,000 yards was absolutely insane. And didn't he get in trouble the next year? He's not a good dude from everything I hear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the whole player.
The way he disciplined his kids was a little,
That was awful. Somebody said Marshall. I said Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch is my guy for one game. I mean, him in his prime was just unstoppable, which made that Super Bowl win so much better. It really is, as I said. You know, I'll disagree with you, Ken, all day. That was, to me, my favorite Patriots Super Bowl
win. You and Brady.
Yep, me and Brady agree.
Only two that agree.
That's right. Let's go to Greg on line two. What's up, Greg?
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
How are you?
What's up, guys?
What's up,
I just wanted to have a quick conversation with Ted real quick about how can you not have Lawrence Taylor as one of your linebackers? That is ridiculous.
That was a miss. That was a little misfire. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I go back. I'm an older man, and I go back a long way. I watched him. I'm actually a Washington fan, so I go back to when he broke Joe Theismann's leg, and I just know he was a freaking beast.
He was.
And there's no one that I feared more than him. And for you to not put him on your list is
not getting a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Now you did say the 90s and on, he barely played in the 90s. He played 90 through 93.
Yeah.
That was not his prime. Put it that way.
But no, that's a fair point. LT was he was incredible. I remember watching that game when he sacked Theismann. Oof, man. But yeah, that's a good call. I guess I'm just the biggest Junior Seau fan ever, and I wanted to shoehorn him in at outside. And I just
say that was great though. Like, I mean,
a monster. He played 20 years. Yeah.
It's not like you're just, you know, throwing him in there because you like him. I mean, he was, and the stats show it. I mean, he was a monster on the field without a question. Someone says, well, if you have LT on your team for one game, you run the risk of him not showing up for that game.
Well, that's fair. That was, and, you know,
he'll let that slide.
You know, the knock on him was that he didn't know all the plays. He was rushing when he was supposed to be pass dropping and pass dropping when he was supposed to be rushing, but just nonetheless.
Okay. Somebody said, why do all these callers sound drunk AF? Well, it's because we love our listeners. It's because they enjoy listening to the show and doing some things on the side. All right. I do want to play this real quick. Can you kind of set this up, Ken?
So I missed this Monday. So Dan Patrick had Mike McDonald on last week, obviously, and he made the comment about somebody, conflict of interest, helped him out during the Super Bowl, and we all assumed it was Brady, and then we had our own Zach Gelb reach out to Mike McDonald, our weekend host here, and he said McDonald told him it was not Brady, but nobody believed him. Now, Monday, Dan Patrick said this to kind of clear it up as well, and this is much more convincing than, no offense to Zach, just one quick call and no, it wasn't Brady, because you feel like he's lying. Mm-hmm. But listen to Patrick here. Now, he claims vehemently this was not Tom Brady who gave the intel.
He did not say who it was on the show. Once he got up, we took some pictures. I said goodbye. And I said, oh, by the way, can you tell me? And he did tell me. And it's not Tom Brady. There was a lot of speculation. Diana Rossini involved in this. If it's not Diana Rossini. The Boston media took off on this and just assumed that it was Tom Brady. Now, if you go back to Super Bowl week, remember Tom said he didn't have a dog in the fight, and that bothered Patriots fans. And maybe that's why people jumped to the, he didn't have a dog in the fight. Maybe he didn't want New England to win because it would do something to his legacy. Whatever your reasoning was, but Coach did tell me who it was, and I will keep that private, but I think it got out of hand with Tom Brady. I can tell you it was not Tom Brady.
You are covering your ass. Covering your ass.
That sounds pretty sincere.
That's Tom Brady.
I trust Dan Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
He's a radio role model. I used to listen to him in the late 90s.
Yes.
He would break down the college football playoffs.
But by the way, I got real quick. What was that Diana Rossini thing you mentioned?
Yeah, nobody said it was Rossini.
Who?
He just worked that in there. Dan's like, a lot of people thought it was Rossini that was giving them intel.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he said that he had hurt or like Diana Rossini reported on it or something like that. I don't know. That was a really confusing clip that was full of S.
Ted, do you believe, convincing to you, Ted, that it was not Brady?
I still think it could be Brady.
I thought you said Mayo, and now I'm thinking more and more that it could be Jerod Mayo.
No, I didn't say Mayo. No,
you didn't?
No, I said not Mayo probably because I don't know
how good.
I don't know how. I feel like it has to be somebody who has intimate knowledge in Josh McDaniel's system. He was not the offensive coordinator for Gerard Mayo.
But there's no. Why does he have to have intel in McDaniel's system?
I think because I feel like to get an edge on the Patriots, what are you focusing more in on their offense or on their defense?
But either way, I think you're just calling people. He called John Harbaugh, so you would call him the guy with the obvious axe to grind, and that's Mayo, and say, what can you tell me about this franchise you just left?
I would call Brady.
I'd call the guy that knew his system.
But Mayo would pick up and spill his guts. I mean, there's no doubt he would tell you everything he had.
I don't know what he knows about Josh McDaniels. But he didn't.
I mean, he might not know anything. That might be why he's fired, but
He didn't. Josh McDaniels didn't work for Gerard.
No, I agree.
Here's some of the some names that ChatGPT threw out. I asked ChatGPT who could be linked to this.
they wrote Dale Ordway's jokes, but
right? And so these are some of the candidates that ChatGPT, which is interesting. Of course, Tom Brady was number one.
Yep.
Number two, Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer wouldn't do that.
Number three, I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo. Number four, Jacoby Brissett, Derek Carr, Jared Stidham. Some of the former Patriots assistants, they don't name them, but some of the former Patriots assistants are interesting, like a Matt Patricia. He's probably knows Josh's system a little bit, and he could help with intel. You know?
All I know is that I guarantee you, the minute he said that, he ended up getting a text, and he looked down, and was just like, "Oh my God, I blew up Tom Brady's spot. I blew up a spot.
Now you got to lie.
Yep, and now you got to lie.
Well, that was a good lie. If Dan Patrick's lying, was a very good lie.
I believe the coach told Dan Patrick that it wasn't Brady, but it was Brady. And he let it slip out, and he teased it. But I think that immediately when he said that, he gets a text, and Brady's like, F you, mother effer, I helped you out. It's either Brady or it's somebody close to Brady was like, how can you turn on me like that? Now, you know what you've done?
That's possible.
You've turned New England
against controversy
me.
Like that.
Yes.
And Tom personally hasn't come out and said it, so he basically put it on Mike and probably was like, Mike, you need to call Dan Patrick back and tell him it wasn't me.
But he gave Dan Patrick a name. He gave him somebody.
But he could have thrown anyone under the bus, and he didn't care about it. It could have been a nobody. But it was Brady. It was Brady. Matter of fact, Brady's info is the only one that could have helped as much. I mean, that could have really been a true help.
Well, of course, but that doesn't mean it happened.
It did happen. I mean, listen, sometimes there's just, it's what is that whole weird scientific thing that
Occam's razor.
Yeah, Occam's razor. This is Occam's razor.
Yeah.
It's just the one that makes the most sense is that it's Brady.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're Brady, you freak out too if you heard that. And you would text him and you would say, you keep my name out of your effing mouth and you tell him it's somebody else because I don't want all of New England thinking I'm the douchebag that I am. Even though I've already shown the world that I'm kind of a douchebag anyway.
He already showed the region his ass. He doesn't care.
He should care.
It would just fall in line with the behavior of those of like Tom and Bills and Rod, I'd say Robert Kraft's. They say the right things in public, but then behind the scenes they all kind of backstab each other.
Yeah, yep. Somebody said, "Is it Mac Jones?" That's kind of
wait a minute, Mac.
Mac Jones.
Could it be anyone in the other organizations that Josh McDaniels went to for that brief period of time? Raiders and who else? Broncos.
No, I mean, what would they know?
But nobody in the Raiders organization under Josh is still there. They're all gone.
Yeah.
I think to me it has to be somebody linked to a Josh McDaniels.
Brady.
Mayo.
Yes.
Not linked to him.
Angry Mayo.
All right.
Before he joined that hunting firm, he's working for him.
Sure. 617-779-7937.
Mayo's making a lot of money off the pay. I don't know. If you could be mad at Mayo, if Mayo's mad, I'd be like, bro, you got paid $40 million.
They did him
dirty. Dude, I've always thought that was
totally
the dream.
Disagree. Totally
you get,
disagree.
You get one of these head coach deals and you get fired after a year?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're making at least $5 million a year for a couple
Kraft
years
said
now?
He's my son, and it was like 5 years in the making. And then it was
my son.
Get the
F out of here.
Yeah.
Give me a hot dog.
You can't spend a dollar and you're fired. Like, what the hell?
I know. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll be back. This is a good one-hit wonder. I like this one.
It's like Drake. It's top 10. It's not top 5.
Yeah, it's
in all these latest polls.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right. 617-779-7937. It is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, a 93.7 WEEI, and in the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studios. No fee unless you win. We were just talking about how so the Seahawks coach goes on Dan Patrick's show and says that he got some inside information from a conflict of interest in this year's Super Bowl, in which
that
the Patriots
really helped.
That really helped.
true. It really helped him. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he
listen.
Did say that.
Who knows? But he did say that it wasn't Bill Belichick. And of course, after that, everyone's like, well, I mean, it's got to be Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the person who obviously knows the most about Josh McDaniels' playbook. Let's go to Paulie in Dedham. Paulie, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, Paulie.
Pretty good, brothers. I think I'm like 99 95% sure it's Brady. He hasn't come out and defended himself. He hasn't said anything. He looks so guilty coming out when they were introducing the special players. They come out of like a little shed right on the field right before the game started. I mean, he looked like he had a guilty look on his face. He was looking for a place to hide. All right. But I'm going to throw Bill O'Brien's name in there. But then again, I was thinking while you guys, I was on break, that Marone is a good friend of O'Brien's, and Marone's a coach on the team. So it couldn't have been him. It's got to be Brady.
Okay, so Bill O'Brien's interesting, but I don't think he would do that. I don't know. Ted, you made a face.
No. Wow, I hadn't heard his name. That's kind of interesting.
Bill O'Brien, he's got his own problems at BC. He's
I don't think Billy O. That doesn't strike me as something he would do.
No. He doesn't have a vendetta against the Patriots, does he?
No.
By the way, ACC Media Day, I got my Phil Steele guide, my college football
guide.
Where
do they got North Carolina?
BC and last.
Oh, BC's last
in
last.
ACC. North Carolina.
But Billy O, that's an interesting name. Yeah, I just the fact that Mike McDonald called Dan Patrick back or vice
off air or something.
I could totally see Tom texting Mike McDonald and be like, bro, you got to clear the air on this.
No question.
That's such a Tom thing to do.
Yep, absolutely. Because he does not want people to not like him.
That's exactly right.
And I mean, the minute that story came out, everyone was like, well, it's Tom Brady. Yeah. And how many people do we have call and just say, you know, Tom Brady's dead to me? I mean, it's a big deal. And he knew that that was going to happen. He knew that was going to be the reaction.
508 texture, one of the Deflategate guys. Yeah, McNally and Jastrzemski got on the horn with Mike McDonald.
Would that be the best documentary ever, is to find out where they are, what life looked like, what the deal did they – what they had to have signed some deal.
They're witness protection somewhere. They're just
seriously.
I've sat down with
pasta.
So there was no one who was more on top of the Deflategate thing than Michael Hurley. Like Hurley, who obviously works for NBC Sports Boston now, that guy was all over it. Like he read all the documents, every single page, and like basically spit it out and interpreted it for me. That guy was obsessed with it. And I've sat down with him before, and I'm just like, dude, where are Jastrzemski and McNally? And he said, they are ghosts. And you would think, seeing that they lived in this area, someone would say something. Someone would know where they are. But, man, they are just gone.
What does that tell you? What does it tell you?
Tell you they're paid off.
They got paid well.
Are they still alive?
Dude, yeah.
How much do you think, because those guys obviously weren't making a lot of money when they worked for the team. How much do you think the Patriots, if they did it?
Oh, I bet you Brady took care of them with cash, don't you think, during that era?
We're talking, dude, it'd have to be millions to get to move from like the area that I'm from.
To say that you never have to speak about this ever again, you have to move away.
$5 million.
Ooh.
$5 million.
Like Rossini-esque non-disclosure agreements.
Who paid $5 million though?
I don't know, Brady or
combo.
I mean, Brady or Kraft.
Man. Half Kraft, half Brady.
So that's $10 million, you know, $5 million each. And to say, see ya, don't you got to move?
I have a feeling that you could have bought those guys for $500,000.
Wow, that's easy,
dude. They were just guys.
Their jobs for the rest of their life.
That would have been the easiest money ever. Then
when do you need $2 million to retire on? That's anybody should be able to retire.
You guys are thinking rationally. There, you got to think as guys who literally have never, probably had never seen $500,000 in their lives.
Oh,
and they're just like,
true.
I'm being unfair because I don't know what kind of situation
did
they were.
Did you ever tip those kind of guys like in the locker room?
Yes. Yes.
So they probably made pretty good money, right?
Well, but not, but Rich is right. They don't make that much money. I mean, the tips, I mean, if they probably, you know, 10 grand on tips, maybe.
Yeah, they're probably not clearing 100.
Yeah. No.
By the way, my email is always open if you want to let me know where those guys are. And I'm not going to bother them. I would love to know the real story. You want to know why? Because I think they got screwed. I think the little guy got screwed in that story.
Not if they got paid.
I mean, we don't know how much they got paid. What if they got paid $100,000? And they were like, wow, $100,000, this is great. And now they can't, like, they can't talk to anybody?
What
they can't
would they
come back?
Make off of giving their story now? Would they make more than $100,000 to somebody?
It's kind of a niche audience. Do people still care nationally?
I don't know. That's a great book. I would think that between the two of them, they could probably get $500,000. For that story, if it was done well, and there was a, you know, like a documentary about it.
We know what they paid Malcolm Butler.
We do. Oh, it was the contract he signed. Oh, yeah. I hope he got more than that.
Man, that is crazy how, like, out of all this time, when that happened, I was like, you just wait. Time is going to, you're going to find out what happened. Someone's going to run their mouth. And the fact that nobody has is truly a step. Them NDAs that they make these guys sign, possibly, allegedly, have got to be airtight. Mm-hmm. Airtight. But it is wild. I mean,
now it's 508 texts are interesting now. No blowback because he said it wasn't Belichick and nobody cared about that. But now he said it wasn't Brady and the blowback is nonstop. What's the difference? Why do people not believe?
Brady? That's not how it happened. How it happened is he goes, was it Bill? And he goes, no, it wasn't Bill. I'm not that cool.
But why didn't people push back on that?
No, because he said it wasn't Bill. What happened was he knew it was Brady. He didn't say it wasn't anybody else except for him. And then it was a day later that the story comes out that it's not Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it would make total sense that it was Bill. Why is nobody like hammering that point?
I think he would have stumbled if it was Bill. I think he's right away. No, I'm not that cool. Like right away. Yeah. I think it was just right away.
So if it was both, would have got them both on the line at the same time, like a group chat.
Maybe. Now that's a good story. If you legitimately found out that both of them teamed up, like Wonder Twin Towers activate against the Patriots to lose the Super Bowl, that's a good story. That's a book I'd read. I mean, at least I'd pretend to read it.
Jordan was on there, too. You know.
sure. Keeping the minutes. Maybe Jordan was the one ran her mouth with her stupid Orchids of Ages t-shirt. I hate her. She is just a boy. She's a prize.
She's a national champion.
You know what? I was perfectly fine with her for a while until I saw that. I'm like, who do you think you are? Oh. Like, it's awful.
North Carolina picked 12th, by the way, in this.
12th out of how many teams?
14?
17.
That was 17?
BC 17.
Who's below them?
Wake Tech. Forest, Cal, Syracuse, and Stanford.
Where's Georgia Tech? Where are my guys? Georgia Tech.
Eighth.
Okay. Running that Veer. What are they running? Revere offense? Triple option?
I don't even know anymore.
They know what a forward pass is there at Georgia Tech?
Not very good. Hey, but that is Calvin Johnson's place.
That is true.
When it was Calvin Johnson versus Matt Stafford, Georgia versus Georgia Tech, that was good stuff.
You think Messi's going down here, by the way?
Yeah.
My guy seems to be pretty tight. They're 10 minutes away from Argentina not scoring in regulation.
This is when he does his thing. Is at the end of these games?
Well, I hope you listen to me, baby. Put some money on this game. And then, of course, it's going to come back and bite me in the ass. I know it is. You got 10 minutes. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back. All right. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. And come on. I know the one-hit wonders. You got to let it roll, Stiz.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Unbelievable. The Rich jinx continues.
That is unbelievable.
There was 10
unreal.
Minutes,
you just mocked them.
5 minutes left in regulation, and I said, you know what? The guy told me that they weren't going to score in regulation. It was going to be over. And then, sure enough, Argentina comes back and ties it 1-1. So
not
there you
Messi.
Go.
I thought it was Messi, but it's Enzo Fernandez who has tied the game.
Okay, the equalizer. I just don't want England to win because I like the Scottish too much. They were too awesome when they were here. And you know what? Matter of fact, if England loses, we should get Kat on again from Scotland. We'll call her in Scotland just to come in and just dance on their grave.
She was great, wasn't she? Mm-hmm.
She was awesome. She was great. The Scots were great.
Listen to that accent. Just from her voice, you know, it was excellent.
It's true. It's like Scottish might be one of the more just pleasant to hear. Yeah. Like, I love that accent. And you know what? Now I want to go there because Scotland was not even on my radar. And I like it. Like, I've been to like Denmark before, and I've been to Ireland, but for some reason, like Scotland was just kind of
Scotland.
Like,
yeah, don't you do the golf trip or the Scotch whiskey tour or whatever?
It's the birthplace of golf, right?
Yeah, right.
St. Andrews. So that would be a reason I would want to go. Other than that,
it's pretty cool. You got a lot of castles.
There you go. Speaking of castles, the Odyssey, as you were telling me.
Oh yeah, debuted at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Man, that's just crazy.
It's the highest debut ranking for a Christopher Nolan film ever. I am getting excited. I have tickets tomorrow, sick brag, 6:15.
Nice.
A 3-hour movie getting that.
But not IMAX.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
It is.
It just, you know, sometimes movies can be, you know, 30 minutes.
I know, Rich can't handle that. He, like, Home Run Derby, he wanted it shorter.
Yeah.
You can take a 3-hour movie?
Movies need to be shorter. Movies are too long nowadays. Okay. We're at a point where a Spider-Man movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, I don't hear you complaining about The Odyssey. You've been typing this up for months.
Because The Odyssey looks awesome. It's different. It's The Odyssey. This looks really good. Now, Oppenheimer was 3 hours. I don't need that.
I read somewhere where Matt Damon said he was like the 12th or 13th pick to be the lead in that, which I'm delighted.
It was actually a great clip, though, Teddy, because I saw that. And he was doing an interview with Nolan, and Matt Damon goes, I'm just happy I got the role and not the usuals, like the Leonardo da Vinci's, the blah, blah, blah. And then Nolan just goes, bang a test on it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I thought was great about this is in all these interviews, Matt Damon is talking about, you know, the cool thing about this movie is that if there's a scene that has 1,000 people in a battle, it's actually 1,000 people. He doesn't want to use CGI. If there's 28 boats in the water, it's 28 boats in the water. Yeah. And so, like, I'm all in, and I can't understand why, like these, a movie, like, who are the 2% who obviously didn't like it? No, I've not seen
probably
it.
Too long, people.
But most of the people on there, I saw, read one review that said that the Best Picture race is over. Like, this is it.
Well, I was listening to his interview too, Nolan, and he was saying how with the IMAX film, they have to stop it every 3 minutes. Yeah. There's only, every reel is to be changed. So in the middle of a scene, they have to tell the actors to stop.
There was only one studio that could actually edit this type of film. In wild. Burbank somewhere.
And it's so loud, apparently, that camera, the IMAX camera, mm-hmm. that they had to build this bubble around it so it wouldn't bleed into every scene, the sound of it. So, yeah. I mean, the way that they had to actually advance the technology in order to film this, and it is a sin because, Ken, both you and I are not seeing it on IMAX.
No, I'm not. So I've got, caved. I just wanted to see it first.
Well, so 6:15, you're going to have to just call ass from here.
But Stiz said there's like 30 minutes of previews, so I'm good.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's going to be good previews, too. When it's a big movie, they put all the big previews before it. You're probably going to see Avengers.
Spider-Man.
You're Spider-Man or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
by the way, is Matt Damon underrated? Like, we were talking early in the week, like, best actor of...
Argentina! Damn!
What the hell?
Argentina! At 91
Don't
minutes!
Cry for me, Argentina.
What
Screw
did you,
you
do, Rich? Screw you, England! Oh, England, you suck! You and your freaking Harry Kane!
It might have been actually Messi who scored this one, maybe. I don't know! Unless they just keep going to him.
Oh, that's great.
How do they do this? Man. That is incredible.
And by the way, I said regulations. We only got one in regulations. I think we're in. And the thing is, about the stupid fee we're seeing, we can't see what the plus number is. The added time.
Dude, we got to do picks this year, and I'm going to bet every game that you bet for, I'm going to go against and see how I do this.
Even
year.
If Brunson was going to win Best Athlete tonight at the ESPYs, they've now switched
it. Yeah, you ruined it.
They're right.
Brunson is going to win every award he's up for tonight.
No, he will not. Guy's going to win it. Can you?
Messi's not going to win it.
He just scored the game-winning goal with the 92nd minute.
Oh.
Dude, it doesn't matter. At the ESPYs, he's not even going to be there. They want to give it to a guy who's going to be there. He's the king of New York. It's an American broadcast. It's like the ESPYs. They're not going to give it to
Messi. That's a good point.
You've been wrong so often. I'm so confident now.
The card they're scratching out. Brunson's and putting in Messi's name.
Sorry, Brunson.
Wow.
You know what? It's and I love it, too, when it's a guy like Messi because it makes the olds feel good. You know, it was like you rooted for Tyson when he had that fight with Jake Paul. It's like, come on, do one for the olds. And you know what? And he's out there. He's, you know, he's the Tom Brady of soccer.
What a legend.
Yeah.
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 He really is, man.
So you got to root for him now because and England sucks. You don't want England to win. You just don't. and that Kane guy looks like a kind of a D-bag, too.
And this is a painful way to lose for England. I mean.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If they lose. You know, the only thing that would be better is if there was like a shootout at the end. But, you know.
Bellingham's losing it. Look at him.
But they're already in extra time.
Oh, they're getting trash talking. It might be a fight.
Yeah. England's got to be.
Oh, yellow card. Oh, boy. Don't blow it here.
Careful.
Argentina's gums are flapping.
Wow. Yeah. They're getting all pissed. I'm telling you, this is like Tom Brady. He like keeps his cool when the pressure's the worst. And that's much like what Messi's doing right there.
Now, I don't know soccer. Maybe some people listening do. Did they go into like a prevent defense to try to hold on to the 1-0 lead? Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah.
They're playing not to lose instead of to win?
They will now. Yeah. Argentina, they're going to pack it big time.
So, in cases like this, don't you usually take the best strikers off the field and you bring in like the brutes?
I would.
So, I mean, that's what I think that...
Four corners offense.
Yeah, I guess so. Listen to me talking like
I don't know.
Like I know soccer. Please, somebody with an accent, call us and tell us. 617-779-7937. So, it's at best part is I put $100 in Argentina just in case you're rooting for England.
Well, Messi didn't score. It was the assist for Messi. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing the replay.
Well,
so
good.
It's a beautiful cross from Messi in the box and a header to go up 2-1.
I love it. And I don't even know how much extra time is left. It's just we're sitting here, but it's in a couple
of minutes.
Hey,
we can try to call Scottish Jimmy. Remember Scottish Jimmy, the caller?
Yeah. Get
Argentina Jimmy.
Get Scottish Jimmy on the phone because he's got to be like covering himself in peanut butter right now that England's losing.
He might be.
Do you have his number?
I do.
Call him right now.
All right.
Let's get him on. He's got to be feeling pretty good about himself.
Boy, the extra minutes, this game's got to be ending any time here, man.
Oh, it's got to be just so crushing if you're those guys.
Great way in the 250th year of our country for England to go out, I say. Just like this, painfully.
I agree.
You know?
I agree, man.
And I'll tell you what, you're going to hear like all of these 28-3 comparisons. Brady's going to tweet something dumb like he did the other day, 23. Listen, the only other thing you compare to 28-3 was what the Knicks did during that one game. I've never seen anything like that before. This is a awesome come from behind win.
It was plus 9, by the way. So At least not four more minutes. Not
okay.
over yet.
Oh, plus nine. Okay, yeah. All right.
We'll get Scottish Jimmy on the phone. We'll see if we can talk to him. In the meantime, if you think that you are better at everything than Ken Laird, give us a call. 617-779-7937.
If you think you are
smarter than him, if you think you can take Ken head on,
well, that's not hard.
I want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. I need you to bring your A game. All right?
What because do we got here?
Here is where Ken proves that he is better than everyone at everything.
Oh, really?
Ken versus the world.
Wow, that's true
Ken
to me.
Versus everybody. 617-779-7937. If you've ever wanted Radio Glory, it is your chance to do it here. We'll be back in 2 minutes.